Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you are helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer. Brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Oh, happy holidays, everybody. Another edition of Beer Nuts this week. Getting into the holiday beers again. My name is Chris from MichiganBeerGuide.com.
Happy holidays.
Dugout.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
And Uncle Pete's wrapping it up. Road trip for the year, so once again, it's here in spirit, Christmas spirit this week, or holiday spirit. You want to be all inclusive, right? Before we get the show on the road, though, we're going to start with the beer quote, which I guess I'm going to do. So let me get some Christmas music here, and then we'll get this thing moving. All right. So we're kind of making a quote fit our needs this week, and it's not pointed to anybody either, but this week's beer quote is, Christmas is not the point of winter, neither is beer. It just seems that way sometimes. Sentiment I think we can all agree with, right, gentlemen?
I agree with it, here and that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think everybody listening should maybe open a beer and join us.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a holiday beer. And if somebody gave it to you as a present, it's a holiday beer, right?
It's a holiday beer because it's the holiday season. So how about some holiday cheer, everybody? Crack something open. Enjoy it with us. And we're going to taste some good holiday beers tonight.
And, we're going to start off Great Lakes Brewing Company. This beer is actually, I bought this in a variety six-pack for our last show. And I liked it. The wife liked it. We actually drank some on draft today. So this one's been popular around the house. Great Lakes Brewing from Cleveland, right, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they've been around a long time as far as American craft brewers go.
Well, you know, at least they got Great Lakes Brewing Company, right? You know, the Browns be damned. And two, they probably...
Well, and the NBA trophy.
Yeah, that's true. But this
and one... the Indians almost did it.
Yeah, almost.
Did not.
It's a good time to be a Clevelander. Well,
last time I checked, this ain't horseshoes or hand grenades.
It's good time to be a Clevelander. That being said, I'm glad I'm not there.
Except for this week. They got that lake, and we've had all this snow, and I believe snow is coming down right now. Actually,
yeah, it's snowing pretty hard, and it's blowing all different kinds of directions.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to the wife, it's coming down sideways. She's like, how's it coming down? It's like, is it big flakes? No. It's like, but it's sideways. So,
well, it's supposed to snow all weekend, guys. And you know what the good thing is? Today I was kind of moving some beer around and stocking up, organizing my cellar. And I looked around and I'm like, my God, what am I going to do with all this beer? Then I remember it's going to snow all weekend.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just try to put a dent in it.
And then you remember, too, it's Christmas week. Like, that's the other thing, too. I think we can all agree the beer consumption goes up a little bit this time of year.
It does remarkably.
Yeah.
I've just noticed it the past few days, just kind of like, oh, I think one more just because.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, you know, the last maybe month or so, you bring a six-pack in the house, might get a couple days out of it. Yeah, this time, no. December, I'm on vacation, coupled with it's holiday time. Yeah, just having a beer seems to come to mind a little more often this time of year. With that being said, I'm going to review the first beer. It said from Great Lakes Brewing Company, Christmas Ale. It says an ale with spices and honey. Do not open till Christmas. Whoever coined that phrase obviously hasn't tasted Christmas ales, fresh honey, cinnamon, and ginger flavors. 30 IBUs, 7.5% alcohol by volume. Great movie, as we also like to say. A train with some cherries. Oh, no, those are Christmas bulbs. Wow, I thought those were cherries the whole time. On the label. The color. We can see through this. We're somewhere in between amber and brown. Like, I hesitate to use brown. But we're definitely, it's, we're more to the darker end of the amber scale here. Lacing on the glass indicates, lacing on the glass pretty much indicates what it's going to be like in the mouth. I've already had this beer. I mean, I can already tell you, you got a medium to kind of light mouthfeel, more close to the medium side. And now I'm going to drink it because I know it's delicious. I mean, on the nose too, you're getting... Right, I think you're getting a little bit of the kind of the honey and the ginger. It's funny, you would not know, to my palate at least, there's any cinnamon in this beer on the label, or until you read it on the label, because it really doesn't come across. But it really, I'm getting the honey, the ginger. Obviously, this is, since it's darker, there's a little bit more of the malt. This is something you can drink. It's the time of year you might over imbibe, but. Last week, I know we talked about, I had a beer that I was like, hey, a couple of these and we're cool. This one, you could, I mean, I did it today for lunch. I went to Gilbert's Lodge in St. Clair Shores. Kind of famous, sort of, but had lunch there and they had this on draft. And yeah, this one, if I was at the holiday party and they were serving this, I would not be upset that I'd be drinking this all night.
Well, and I actually have this beer as well, Christopher. I'm finding that nose of it. It almost smelled metallic in a way, but after a few more sniffs, it just came to be that was the honey and ginger nose coming off of the beer. It's I wouldn't say it's sweet, but it has some sweet overtones to it, and there's obviously a good amount of honey in this beer because it does have sort of characteristics almost like a Braggot, which, you know, is a little more honey forward than the beer forward. But boy, this is well done. And this is a recipe that changes every year, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Oh, really? So this is 2016. Great. Oh, all right. Good to know.
Is that right? I didn't know that. I thought it was the same every year.
It could be. I might be confusing it with something else. It sure is good, though. Christopher, I could put a couple of these down.
Yeah,
it's not a one and done, that's for sure. This is a nice drinking beer. And if you do get the chance to have it on draft, I highly recommend it.
Oh, yeah.
It drinks sort of more like an English ale overall. It's got a really kind of a heavy, medium textured body to it. So you know you got some good thick suds on your hands with this one.
Yeah, if you're looking for a light beer in more than one sense, might not. I mean, this kind of like right in the middle, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little on the lighter side of color. Mm-hmm. You know, some Christmas beers are black as charcoal. The charcoal that's in your stocking, Christopher.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of my favorite Christmas ales. I unfortunately do not have one, so I'm jealous of both of you guys. But I will say that checking out the Great Lakes website, and this is a six-time medal winner since 1999 at the World Beer Championships. It's won gold and silver. So consistently wins medals for this. This is a, like you guys said, it's real easy to drink. It's 7.5% with 30 IBUs. It's really, really, I had one on tap about a week ago, and it's a favorite of mine.
Yeah, and
let's find a little bit about the ingredients. It's made with Harrington two-row base malt, which I've never heard of that. It's probably a British, I would think. Wheat, Crystal 45, special roast, and roasted barley in this. Mount Hood and Cascade hops, honey, ginger, and cinnamon. And I think the honey is what really jumps out at me when I drink it. And I don't like a lot of ginger and cinnamon and spices, but there's just enough in there that it's pleasant. It's not, it doesn't overtake it. It's a support.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's ginger on the nose, but it's the combination of all the ingredients they use. Nothing is, the honey is forward on it. But the cinnamon and ginger in the background, and that's perfect the way they do that.
And at least around here, it doesn't seem to be hard to get a hold of, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. You can go to the grocery store; it seems to be it's not hard to get. So go get it, people.
It's not hard to get, but I will tell you that in January it'll be gone. It's not one of those ones that they have to close out and. You know, it sells through. They just are smart about making enough to get us through the holidays. It's a fantastic beer, and Christmas ales are hit or miss, and this is definitely a home run. It's a hit, so good job, Great Lakes Brewing, with this one.
Well, I agree, and it's kind of a statement I'll make. Well, I was out looking for holiday beers, or Christmas beers, as you will, and you know, if years back, 4, 5, 6 years ago, you could go to the store and everybody had a Christmas ale out. Everybody. And now you go in, not so much. I mean, you really got to search and do a little bit of looking to get something.
Well, it's you know, for breweries, they have to be careful. You know, you don't want this stuff. If it doesn't sell by Christmas, no one's going to buy it. So probably a lot of breweries are very conservative with their estimates on their sales, and maybe it may have been a thing that has been run its course and it is dwindling, but the ones that make a good one are still around because there's demand for them.
Oh, absolutely, JR. And what you see now more and more often are specialty releases by breweries at a certain time near the holidays, and they may be, they're not labeled as any kind of a Christmas ale or anything like that. They're just a special release that they do at that time of year. You know, is it a holiday beer? Well, technically, if they're releasing it around a holiday, probably. And if they do the same beer every year, and those sort of get categorized in, but they're not being like label marketed as such.
Well, you guys are both drinking this, so if you don't mind, I'd like to take the next one.
Yeah, get in on some beer, JR.
Because that runs me right into it, because this is by Deschutes, and this is a seasonal offering that's available October through December. So you could probably argue that this technically isn't a holiday beer, but it does say a festive winter ale on it. And the name of this is Jubal Ale by Deschutes Brewing up in the Pacific Northwest, up in your new home to be, Chris.
Yes.
So I just opened this one up when you were drinking your Christmas ale, and it's got a deep ruby appearance. I can smell a little bit of dried fruit, maybe a little spice on the nose, maybe a little chocolate. You can barely see through it. It's like a ruby. It's a deep garnet color, as the website says, but it's like a ruby color with, you know, healthy little head on it, not too much. I'm tasting this, and first thing I taste is some cocoa. And it goes into, there's some fruit in here, some spice, but not overbearing. And it finishes with a little bit of the hop bitterness. So it's tasting notes on their website. Cocoa, dried fruit, and toffee notes. A robust ale with a warming spice. So I wasn't too far off in that. It says it's spicy, roasty, and dried fruit. There is roasted barley in this, which is interesting. It says pale malt, crystal malt, extra special, carapils, and roasted barley. So that's a surprise that the roasted barley's in there, but that makes it nice and toasty flavor. Hops in here, Bravo, Cascade, Delta, Tettnang, East Kent Goldings. So some European earthy hops. And you can definitely tell there's some hop finish to this. A little bit bitterness just at the end. But it's very enjoyable to drink. And I kind of second what Dugout said about the last beer. It actually reminds me of a little bit of an old ale. And as it warms, I'm sure it will get even more like that, with more of the dark fruit flavors coming out. Right now I'm getting more of the cocoa and a little bit of the toffee, but I think the dark fruits will come out as it warms. But I would recommend this to anybody. It's a delightful, perfect for a nice cold snowy night. So it's a 6.7% and 65 IBUs, so a lot more hops than the Great Lakes offering has. Pretty good stuff.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sure does. I always like some cocoa beer.
They have some recipes that you can cook and make with this beer. It's one for blueberry scones and one for hearty chili.
Really?
Those are two pretty far off things to make. I'm just going to click on
scones
this.
And chili. Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah, I want to make these scones. All right. Well, I'm really glad I have never tried this before. I'm glad I picked it up. So far, I think we have two winners. So, Dugout, I think that puts you on the clock. Why don't you tell us one of your beers?
Okay, I'm going with my first beer is an oldie but a goodie. It's a Celebration Ale from Sierra Nevada. I believe it's been, always been considered a double IPA. They use a lot of sort of darker malts in it, so of course more of an amber color. It's got great head on the beer here. They first started making this in 1981. Wow, that goes back. I mean, and for a beer this hop forward, they were blazing new trails then. I can remember the first one I had, and it just blew me away. So,
I had
noses.
And it was awesome.
It never failed with this one. You know, the nose is just kind of piney and citrusy, and this beautiful amber color to it. And just kind of a medium body, but boy, those hops just hit you, and I mean, this is the epitome of a grapefruit beer here, and it's all done with fresh hops. Which, I mean, for my money, this is the best fresh hop beer I've had all year, and it's what would be considered a mass produced. And I've had quite a few of them, but I mean, just as an overall product, this beer is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's one I look forward to every year, and it doesn't fit the mold of these other Christmas ales with a bunch of spices. It's just it's all about the hops, and it's nice. It's a nice change to have a beer that comes out at this time of year every year that's doesn't fit the, you know, the typical holiday beer profile. And I mean, everybody knows Sierra Nevada is one of the, you know, the iconic craft brewers that, you know, pretty much paved the trail for the craft beer movement. They were one of the first and one of the originals, and they've stood the test of time. You know, they know what they're doing, and they continue to thrive. Whereas a lot of craft breweries, it's hard for them to keep up. But hats off to Sierra Nevada. You know, that's one of theirs that I always look forward to every year.
Oh, likewise. And I don't have it here. I had it in my hand. I drank one this week. But whenever I think of Celebration, the other one that goes in hand with it is Anchor Christmas Beer. And I don't believe we're drinking it tonight. That is a recipe that changes every single year.
Yes, it is. Yep.
I think this year's is just, wow, it's really incredible. As it is every year. I mean, they used to do a lot of stuff with clove, and then they got away from the clove, and now there's no clove at all in it. Just really a rich, excellent drinking beer. But those two are, you know, as a craft beer drinker in the 80s, you didn't have a whole lot of choices, and those two were always there every year.
Bud Dry, what are you talking about? That Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale, I'll tell you, that is another one that I would put in the category of this holiday season. If I got stuck with more than two, I'd be plenty okay with that.
Yeah, multiples on this work fine with me.
Yeah, you can bring the six-pack and leave it in my
opinion. Yeah.
Well, there's another beer from Anchor that I always look forward to that's kind of hard to find in Michigan, but I did see some recently, and that's the Old Foghorn Barley Wine. And that always comes around this time of year too.
It does. Yep. As does the
Bigfoot.
Yep. So these breweries always sort of walked side by side, hand in hand, in some respects. You know, each one had their own Christmas beer. Each one had their barley wine that they put out in the holiday season, and they still are available today, and they still will blow your doors off.
I got a Bigfoot in my fridge. I might have to make that my nightcap tonight. That'll help me sleep good for sure.
Yeah, you guys gave me barley wine, and I woke up with a headache the next day. I wasn't right for 3 days after our live broadcast. I'm just going to tell you guys that.
Oh, yeah, barley
wine. I had to leave super early for a work trip the next day. I did not feel like 100% till like Wednesday. Like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday were a struggle.
Well, you know, some of those, think back, you know, we've done quite a few episodes here, but think back to some of those earlier episodes where we just left like half of 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 beers on your recording desk and just walked away and went, all yours, Christopher, bye.
Oh, yeah, no, those were, I'd try to finish them, I'd try to get Aaron in on the action, like... So I was trying to tell him, like, I can't pour some of these down the drain. Like, these guys went through great lengths to get these. Like, we have to finish this. Like, speaking of finishing.
Well, I'll tell you, I found a couple bombers, barley wine bombers, and in my cellar, and I'm like, man, there's no way I'm opening these, but I can't do one of these solo. I won't make it through the whole one. And I was just at Batch Brewing in Detroit the other day, and they had a fantastic cranberry barley wine. It's a nice holiday beer, and they had bottles to go, and it was a $7.50. And I was tempted to get it, but I'm like, what am I going to do with a $7.50 of this? You need two people on that one.
I don't know if we're online or offline for this. It doesn't matter. But I saw some of that stuff you were talking about, John, and they had it for sale in a 500 milliliter. And I looked at it, and I thought, you know what? What a smart idea, because... $7.50 is a barley wine. You're right. I look at it and go, well, that's my whole evening right there.
Yeah.
Well, they did have 500 milliliter bottles of all their other stuff. The only thing they had in 750s was that, and they did not have a 500 of it. But I had another beer called Dick Smasher in the Rye that I'd bought in a 500 milliliter. So well, I bought two of those.
We need to do a batch episode then.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Because their stuff's getting out on the streets now.
Yeah, I don't think they do a whole lot of volume, but locally there's some outlets where they you know, have their bottles available, and it's a great little spot. You know, I'd never been there. I heard great things. Had a great meal there, great service. Everything I tried was very good. And really, they didn't have the Dick Smasher and the Rye on tap, so I bought two bottles of it. We'll have to review that on a on an upcoming episode.
Are they open at night?
I believe so.
Like if I went down there tomorrow night, they'd be open.
I'm for, almost positive.
Dinner and...
hypothetically.
Yeah, let me check. I'll check it.
Yeah, we can move on from here. Christopher,
oh yeah, they're open 11 to midnight.
Oh, all right, and they've got good food, right?
So yeah, anybody listening that's in the Detroit area, you know, pay these guys a visit. They're doing some great things, and that that cranberry barley wine is very good. It's got a little bit of tartness to the cranberry, but it really cuts through the harshness of most barley wines, and you don't really notice it, which actually kind of makes it kind of dangerous because the fruit cuts the it hides the strength of it's like 13.5%, but.
Hey, well,
highly recommended. Go pay him a visit.
I'll say, well, if we're shouting out places in the Detroit area real quick, I want to shout out my bottle shop, The Shores Canteen. He didn't seem too thrilled that I busted up a few six-packs for the Sixer Holiday Ales, but he still gave it to me anyways, and I'm in there all the time, and the guy treats me good. So I figured I'll do a little restitution, a little damage control on my end, and we'll shout him out. They got a huge selection. And walk-in cooler, all that fun stuff. But
it's super nice people.
Yes, the Shores Canteen. If you're in the St. Clair Shores, Grosse Pointe area, check them out. But speaking of which, we'll talk about one of the beers that I got from this place. It's become 2016. Me and Shorts Brewery got to know each other quite intimately. I got to say, this is in the running for my favorite brewery of the year. That we'll probably get to that on another episode. But from Shorts. Juicy Tree, it says it is an experimental pale ale brewed with spruce tips with cranberries and juniper berries added. So, let's pour this thing. All right, well, it's pale. We got a nice head on it. Not too much, not too little. It's a little lighter than the Great Lakes Christmas Ale. But, you know, I wouldn't, I misspoke when I poured it. It's not as pale as you'd think. I mean, it's lighter in color, but we're definitely more amber than yellow or golden or, yeah, there's definitely more, a little more brownish tint to this than yellow. It's clear, you could see through it. The head's just sitting there chilling. It's taking its time to dissipate, but it looks like it's thick and foamy. It's usually indicative to how this is going to taste in the mouth. So with that being said, let's smell it and taste it. Ooh, I like the smell of this. There is a lot going on here. I'm definitely picking up berry. Yeah, that's definitely the cranberries coming off of there. All right, let's taste
it. I don't think I've ever tried this, and I'm really interested in your review because I think I avoided it because of the spruce tips.
And spruce tips are intense. Shorts makes a spruce pilsner that is pure spruce tips, and it's sort of like hops on steroid. It can be very off-putting to a lot of people, but it's used with a few balancing agents like they've done in this beer with the juniper berries and the cranberries. It sort of offsets.
Yeah,
you know,
there's
the nose still
on this
tart
is...
and bitter, and but it's in a pale ale, so that bitterness sort of transfers into like sort of a blend with the hops, as far as the spruce tips and the hops go.
Yeah, the more
and juniper berries give it more of a gin type atmosphere.
Yeah, the more it smells, the more it's just it's berries on the aroma. It's both of those. Like, there's really. Let me just drink it.
Yeah, well, I love juniper. And the cranberries are nice, but I've avoided it because I thought it was going to taste like a Christmas tree, but it's sounding like it's not. So now I'm thinking maybe I should go buy some of this.
Well, it's a juicy tree.
Well, wait.
I mean, that tree, don't kid yourself, that tree is in there. That
yes, it is.
That spruce tip tree is in there. It is like eating a Christmas tree.
I just tasted it.
So you have to be in the right frame of mind to drink a spruce beer.
Yeah, I just tasted it. And it would everything you just said dug out. I mean the mouthfeel, it's a medium mouthfeel. It's shifting towards maybe the heavier side of things, but It's still a lighter beer, but yeah, I mean, once it gets in your mouth, boom, it is a spruce tree. Now the berries seem to kind of mitigate it. The berry, you taste the berries. I mean, it is not all spruce, but it is pretty evident. Like as soon as I didn't even have to swallow it. I was like, I could tell what was going on. But yeah, it's a little berry forward. But I mean, as soon as it gets past the front of your tongue, I mean, it is spruce. This is a good beer, but I think you hit it on the head, Dugout. You got to be in a frame of mind to drink this beer. You got to be ready for this one. Like, I wouldn't hand it to someone who was like, hey, I had my first craft beer last week. Like, I wouldn't hand them this beer.
Oh, they'd never have another craft beer again.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to try one, and I think my mindset would have to be thinking about gin and juniper versus the spruce tree. I think psychologically, then it would be more like a Tanqueray than a tree.
But it all blends together, and it just becomes this one single assault on your taste buds, if you will.
I wonder if there's a version
on your beer buds.
Since you say that this is, since you're trying to evoke gin, I wonder if there's a version of this that maybe has grapefruit added or some orange, you know, perhaps playing on some of the mixers you get with the gin.
Well, knowing these guys, it wouldn't surprise me if they've come up with a way to age it in a gin barrel.
And I would like to add, to me, it is crazy how you pick up, I don't know, maybe I'm still, my beer palate is relatively young, but I'm picking up like none of that spruce on the aroma. Like it is all, like it's, I just tasted it again. It's, you smell it, berry, you drink it, spruce. That's crazy. But that's Chris, sports, I'm looking, man. That's what they do.
I'm looking on the website. It says this is 10.1% ABV. Oh. I thought you said it was 7.5.
Google. Hey, Google.
You're not going anywhere tonight, though, are you?
Yeah, I'm at home.
That's approaching barley wine territory there, man.
I just have to make it upstairs.
How can it be called a pale ale or experimental India pale ale?
Maybe because you can see through it? I don't know.
I did not realize it was that high in alcohol. Wow. I'm going to go get a few bottles tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to try some too. Just now I'm curious after this review.
All right. So who's next in the holiday roundup?
Well, I've got what I think is an awesome beer here. It's from North Peak Brewing. And I don't know, these guys might still be Michigan only. They're not a high volume output of a brewery, and they are in somewhat of a consortium with Jolly Pumpkin and
aren't they somebody's
Grizzly Peak and so, but this beer is their holiday beer, and it is called Blitzen Festive Ale. So first part named after one of Santa's elves.
Reindeer.
Reindeer. Yeah, you need to edit that out. So here we go again. Take two. Named after one of Santa's reindeers. And it's also called a Festive Ale. And for anybody that's ever watched Seinfeld, you know exactly what Festivus is.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Festivus for the rest of us. Yeah. it's for everybody that doesn't have a holiday. Now, this Blitzen Festivus pours pretty dark brown, like not quite stout territory. You can still see through it a little bit, but pretty much a dark brown. The smell off the top is a bit of earthiness and still a little bit of pine as well. And now I'm at cellar temp on this, and there's a good bit of hop bite on this. It's, but mouthfeel-wise, this is much more like an English mild. Even it's ringing in about 6.8%, so it's got a pretty good kick to it. And really what this beer reminds me of is a number of years back, I was in Scotland just a couple of weeks before Christmas. And every pub you went into had sort of a local beer on a hand pull or on firkin. And at that time, everything would be a Christmas ale, and a lot of these Christmas beers were very local breweries. They just had small outputs. They typically have like mice with Santa hats on the labels and funny, catchy Christmassy names to them. But they poured just like this, really mild, medium body. Just wow, what a beautiful English ale this is. And I know a lot of people that sort of kind of either love or hate North Peak. I mean, I am one of the people that love this brewery. Not everything they do is for everybody, but boy, they sure do some home run beers with their seasonals, and I believe this is one of them. This beer would not be for everybody. If you're a hophead and you're just really into IPAs, I don't think this one's going to cut it for you. It's just more of an earthy English ale on steroids. It's delicious.
Oh, man. So many beers to put on the Christmas list.
Amen.
Yeah, you got a week. From the time this posts, you got 8 days.
So of all the Christmas beers I bought, this one was the one I did the whole six pack of, and I'm really, really glad I did it. I'll be honest, I cheated earlier in the day. I busted one of these open, and I was like, oh my God, this is great.
You're right ahead.
Doing research, you know.
And what was that brewery again?
North Peak Brewing.
Traverse City, right?
I believe so. Well, they have a brew pub in Traverse City.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
Oh, and they do list Traverse City on the label. So they used to list, I don't know, what was it? Big Rapids, but something way up north. Anyways.
So be, yeah, right up pointless. The road from Shorts. So you stop in, you get a Juicy Tree, and then you head to North Peak.
It was a bit of a haul between those two places, though.
That turned into this time of the year. Yeah, put on your snow chains.
Yeah, I was there this week.
Ooh.
And it was not pleasant to drive around. So when you look outside tonight, and as ugly as it starts to get and look, multiply it times 10, and that's what Wednesday night was like.
Well, I can imagine, man. I spent a couple years living in the snow belt of Michigan. I always tell people that my one winter horror story, well, not horror story, is war story more like it is, there was a year where it started snowing the day after Christmas, and it didn't stop until the day after New Year's. It was insane. But
all right, guys, you ready?
So yeah, we can. You got one more, right, J.R.?
Yeah, I'm going to go across the big pond over to the United Kingdom.
Ooh.
I saw something that I just randomly caught my eye at. Since we're being in the Christmas spirit and pimping out our favorite beer stores, local craft beer stores, I'd like to give a shout-out to Discount Drinks in Wyandotte, Michigan, which is my store of choice. Always very fair prices, great knowledgeable staff that treats their customers well, and Pat and Dave do a great job there, and they take good care of me as a loyal customer. And so keep doing what you're doing, Discount Drinks in Wyandotte.
And a great selection as well. Amazing selection of beer.
Well, they usually have, when you go into the store, they'll have up on the counter, unlike most stores that hide stuff behind the counter, they'll just put whatever they have that might be special or limited. They'll just line it up, and they put it there until it's gone. And they're a fairly high-volume store, so they usually get a decent amount of limited stuff. So, but on the front counter with several other treasures, I spied this Harvey's Christmas Ale. It's got a red label with a picture of Santa Claus on the front. I'm like, why not? You know, something I haven't had. And it says product of the United Kingdom, 7.5% alcohol. And I'm like, I'm going to try this and just take a stab. So that's what I've done. And I just poured myself a glass. And very similar to a lot of the other ones, maybe this is a little lighter. It's a nice ruby. The other beer was looked at as garnet. This is more red ruby, like a dark reddish ruby, but you can see through it. Really nice color to it. I'm definitely getting fruit on the nose of this. Getting more fruit and not really, whereas the other one was chocolatey. This is fruity with not. I'm not really getting any hops in the nose. Oh man, and I'm tasting this, and the first thing I notice is a really nice creamy mouthfeel, and dark fruits kind of explode out of this thing. Maybe not even dark fruits, just it's much more, significantly more fruity and less malty than what I was expecting. You know, I shouldn't say less malty, but less chocolatey, and it doesn't have a lot of bitterness. It's not really sweet, not cloying sweet, but there is some fruit sweetness to it, you know, kind of like you would get like a little bit of like, you know, slightly tart cherry flavor to it. This is a excellent beer. I'm really glad I found it, stumbled upon it. Thank you again, Discount Drinks, for bringing this in. I did just pull up something on their website, and it says December Seasonal Ale voted World's Best Dark Barley Wine at the World Beer Awards 2012. And then the next website I pulled up said it was also won the very same award in 2013 as Europe's Best Dark Barley Wine. Let's check that out. Yep, stewed fruit and citrus on the nose, delightful mouthfeel, sweet apricots and cream, clean, smooth caramel, toffee popcorn, good hop bite. I think I would agree with everything except I'm not noticing much of a hop bite. But everything else is spot on. Like I said, the first thing I noticed was the mouthfeel, and it does indicate that in this review, delightful mouthfeel. Stewed fruit and citrus on the nose. That's kind of like a European term. I don't think we would use stewed fruit in this country, but you see one more thing.
I wouldn't know what stewed fruit really tasted like. Would any of you guys?
I guess stewed is like boiled. I don't know who boils fruit, but
the English, the English
just
boil
a little
everything.
Bit more. This is from the Harvey's. This is from the Harvey's Brewery website. It says Harvey's Brewery Christmas Ale is a strong dark barley wine, is reminiscent of the strong stock ales drunk during the 18th and 19th centuries, and should be treated with respect. To help celebrate the December festive season, draft Christmas ale will be available whilst stocks last as part of the Harvey's Brewery range of seasonal ales. Key info, allergy advice, contains barley and oats. I like the term, whilst stocks last. That's definitely a little European jargon there.
Barley and a beer?
Well, I would never have thought this would be regarded as a barley wine at only 7.5%, but it's got some really complex fruit flavors to it.
If you think about it, you know, the barley theme seems to have run through the whole night, with the exception of a couple, maybe two of the beers. Everything else has been very, very much barley.
Guess we found the common thread in a lot of the holiday beers, the Christmas ales, if you will.
You guys got to try one of these, man. Doug, you'd really enjoy this. Sure you would too, Chris. We'll have to see if they have any more singles left. It was like $5 for a single 12-ounce bottle, but well worth it. Oh, actually, no, it's only 9.3 fluid ounces. More European influence.
Oh!
It's 275 centiliters, is it? I don't know. Milliliter, probably. 9.3 fluid ounces, but it's delightful. Thank you, Jolly Old England, doing something right over there. It seems like they win. It's Europe's Best Dark Barley Wine. This is World's Best Dark Barley Wine in 2012.
Oh, that's way different than just Europe's.
The World Beer Awards. Well, it looks like some years they get just the Europe, and then in 2012 they won the World Best Dark Barley Wine in the world. That's not a bad pedigree there.
No, it's not.
It's the same brewery that makes the Harveystown I think Doug would be familiar with that. The Harvest Town, some of the darker stouts and porters.
Aged, they do the aged in Scotch barrels.
Yes, I believe so. And they have the one that's old engine oil or something. I think that might be them.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think we reviewed one of those things way, way early on in the podcast, like maybe in episode 3 or 4, somewhere around there.
Oh, that's a lot of beer ago.
That is.
I could be wrong. I'm looking on their site and I don't see that particular one, so that might be bad information, but I'm not sure. See, oh, actually, no, that's because I'm under seasonal beers.
So, I'm curious. That was our last beer, right?
Well, there's always more beer.
Well, there's always more beer, but I'm curious. Well, yeah, but do you guys want to do beer of the week and brewery of the week? I mean, do we have enough familiarity with a few of the beers that have been tasted?
I don't care. Why don't we all just go around and tell a holiday story or talk about a holiday beer? Just a random thoughts. I think every one of these breweries deserves a pat on the back. And well, we can do Brewery of the Week and Beer of the Week if you want.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll start by saying my Beer of the Week is going to be the Harvey's, just because it was complete random wild card, and I'm really enjoying the complexity and these fruit flavors in this thing. It wasn't what I expected, and so I'm gonna pick that. But it's hard to. Now I have had many of the beers you guys have had, so I don't feel guilty in saying that. But Chris, what do you think?
My beer of the week, it's just going to have to be, we got to go with the Christmas Ale from Great Lakes Brewing, simply because in the last 2 weeks I've had about 12 holiday beers bring themselves through the doors here. I brought them. But the house favorite seems to be Great Lakes Brewing Company Christmas Ale, so that's what I'm going for with beer of the week. Not the first one I had today, not the first one I've had this year, it won't be the last.
Great choice. Dugout, you get to break the tie.
Oh, all right. So,
or make a bigger tie.
Yeah, or yeah, make a total tie. But let's see what's going to happen here. Celebration. I like whatever they did to it and put it in the bottle this year was awesome. Blitzen Festivus Ale just took me to a time where, Christmas time, I was in the UK, there was I just had all this free time, and it was fun, and I traveled around, and just had a ball, so that really brings back some good memories, but as far as beer goes, I gotta go with Christopher and say the Great Lakes, the combination of the honey, and the sweetness of it, with the ginger in the back, and the cinnamon, to sort of dry the finish. This beer is great.
Yeah, it's a great.
That's my pick. Great Lakes Brewing.
And that's beer of the week. And even though I didn't vote for it, I'm happy to say it's beer of the week because it's probably the best Christmas ale I've had consistently, you know, that you can get on a pretty easy basis around here. The one I voted for is one that I just tried for the first time. And it's good too. So I've looking at all our reviews. I mean, you can't miss with any of these. They're all fantastic. So let's go into the brewery of the week, and I'm gonna start with that too. And I'm gonna go with Sierra Nevada for the celebration, just because we also mentioned Bigfoot, another favorite of mine. I just think you got to tip our hats to one of the iconic craft brewers of our time that really blazed the trail for the whole craft beer movement, and when it comes to holiday beers, they've got two of the best that I always grab on the shelf as soon as I see it this time every year. And I think once we go off the air, I'm going to probably end my evening with a Bigfoot. So Sierra Nevada, you know, Merry Christmas to you. You're my choice for Brewery of the Week.
Yeah, I'm going to jump right in here, JR, and second you on that. I had a Sierra Nevada celebration as part of a, you know what, the mixed six pack, as I've mentioned before. And I was sorely disappointed that I only had one. It's to use something that Doug uses all the time. Off the charts, it was good. I wanted another one. I was not pleased when the bottle was empty. So, Sierra Nevada, you get the nod.
And so, here I am to make it unanimous because I agree. Sierra Nevada, Celebration Ale, yum. There's never a time I would turn it down. I mean, unless maybe it was like 6 years old and had been sitting out in the baking sun or something like that. But, I mean, as far as fresh and getting this beer and drinking it, enjoying it, it's right there. It's not expensive. But price isn't really the key to it. It's just the flavor and you know what? The ingenuity and the invention and creativity that went behind the beer. And stick-to-itiveness, as an old boss of mine used to say, Jesse Pace, rest in peace. It's just great beer, great brewery.
And you know what? You mentioned Jesse Pace. Let's have a toast to him. Doug Out and I both had the pleasure of working with him at Newcastle, and he's no longer with us on this earth, but he's certainly with us in spirit and up above. So cheers, Jesse.
Yeah,
great, great man that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. I do have one apology to make, and that would be to Anchorstein Brewery. No Christmas beer episode really should be without not including them. It's just kind of luck of the draw of the beers that we chose to taste, but Dugout brought that out. I mean, that they are the ones that every year have a unique new recipe that you know you always can't wait to try. They're always fantastic. It's an exciting, and I, you know, and I have passed that one by in stores recently, and I'm going to make sure that before Christmas Day, I grab some of that.
Always do that every year.
I mean, and that being said, the Old Foghorn Barley Wine is also another legendary favorite of mine, and I'm going to make room in my beer cart for those two items. That's my promise to you, Anchorstein Brewing. So. Keep on keeping on, and apologies, we'll get you next year. And who knows, maybe even sooner with that Old Foghorn. Maybe we'll be doing a barley wine episode soon.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to be a Skype session. Barley wine.
Or even an Anchor episode.
Oh, yeah, there you go, too. Yeah, that might be a good way to make it up to these guys, too.
Yeah, you know, I could
can't go wrong with that.
Check my bag and fill it full
because
of Anchor.
A barley wine episode could be really challenging to get through. Definitely only one episode night there.
Yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that this juicy tree, as it warms up, the juniper mixes in with the spruce as far as...
And as it warms up, the spruce gets more intense.
Yeah, but the juniper seems to be coming through to cut it, which is... This is one of those compelling beers to me. I'm like, wow, there's a lot going on with this beer. So just wanted to mention that because I've had it as it's warmed up here, and it seems like it seems like a different beer. It's great.
Well, my Harvey's is warming up too, and boy, even more complex fruit flavors coming out in this, and it's actually almost starting to remind me a little bit of a cognac without the alcohol harshness.
No, you guys taught me warm beer gets a bad rap. You know, yeah. And on July 7th, when it's 102 in the shade, yes. All right, by all means, no warm beer. But I mean, just when you get into these more complex beers, the temperature just brings out more just the complexities in these things. But I guess I'm telling you guys things you already know.
Yeah, and it's when it's 9 degrees outside. Who wants anything ice cold anyway?
Yeah.
I would have no problem going to my cellar right now and picking something strong out and just having it at 60 degrees. I would have no problem doing that. The flavors actually come out better.
Yeah, I don't keep my beer, not in the summertime. I don't keep my beer in the fridge. I keep it on the breezeway. You know, it keeps it around like 60-ish. But that's just me. But wow, all right. So next episode's going to be wrapping up another year. What should we do? Should we do like the best beers of 2016? Should we do there's so many things you can do with the last one.
Yeah, maybe be the MVB, most valuable beer.
There you go.
So maybe we just each pick
good idea.
Favorites.
You could do MVB two ways, the most valuable beer and the most valuable brewery.
Works for
I
me.
Like that. Oh, I like that a lot.
And Uncle Pete's done traveling.
And you can make it. You can make it a little bit of a competition. Everybody has two, and maybe a couple crossovers in it. Just throwing out some ideas, you know.
Well, let's make sure we communicate with each other so we don't double dip.
Yeah.
Well, if we double dip, that's fine too.
Well, that's what I mean. Where double dipping would be awesome because you can all.
Yeah, because then we all have the same beer.
Yep.
Well, I can tell you, Uncle Pete is a. He actually just texted me saying he just got in from Chicago and he was going right to bed. Probably a long commute. I think there's some snow out west, so I'm sure he was battling the elements.
I see the radar today. He drove from Chicago?
Sure did.
When did he leave? Like 6 in the morning?
I don't know. All I know is not long ago, he texted me. He picked me more three Floyd streets up. So I guess tomorrow's another day to try to get him from.
Man, I hope he has a truck.
Oh, he just got a brand new truck.
Oh.
Sure, he'll tell us all about
it. It's badass. It's like crazy badass truck.
F-250. Ford F-250.
Man, there's two cities I have felt bad for in this last week. It is Chicago and Buffalo. It just seems like it has just been... Winter has showed up with a vengeance in both of those cities. And
well, Cleveland's not far behind.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed the name for the... The old Cleveland Browns Municipal Stadium, the mistake by the lake.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mentioned Cleveland because we're supposed to have a couple friends come and visit. They were leaving tomorrow morning early, first thing, and they've since called and canceled because they were going to drive up to here from Cleveland.
Yeah, probably not the best travel conditions.
Yep.
All right. The show is also toast. We'd like to thank everybody who has listened, who's downloaded, who has liked and shared. I'll tell you, this show has picked up quite a bit of steam in the short amount of time that it has existed. I see the numbers every week. It's starting to eclipse some of the podcasts that existed before it. So that's something to be said to you there, craft beer community. Thank you for all the support at Beer Nuts Podcast on Twitter, at Beer Nuts Podcast on Instagram. JR, where are we at on glasses?
I'll get with you this week. We'll place an order.
Oh, that means we don't have any more. There you go, people.
Oh. Well, no, I still have one left.
Oh.
One Michigan. You could be the winner of the last one. Go to MichiganBeerGuy.com and click on Win This Glass.
Yes.
And you'll need to know what we're about to say if you want to win that glass.
Oh, what are we
That's
about
because
to say?
We were about to go to Old Mexico City. AMF.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.